Sudan is back before the United Nations Security Council this week. A top UN envoy is looking for council approval for 10,000 peacekeepers to enforce a deal between the North and the South. The envoy, Jan Pronk, has warned that the peace deal could crumble unless the separate conflict in the Darfur region is resolved. The issue of Darfur has faded from the front pages in the U.S., but as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, activists are trying to change that.
Georgetown University junior Sasha Kinney was active in anti-Iraq war demonstrations a couple of years ago, but these days her political activism is aimed at Sudan. She's joined STAND, Students Taking Action Now, Darfur, to try to change U.S. policy.
I think we were all really excited when Secretary Powell came out and declared, essentially for the U.S. government, that what's going on in Darfur is genocide. And then we're not really sure what happened after that.
In fact, not much came of it, Kinney says, and that's one reason why Georgetown's chapter of STAND and the Holocaust Memorial Museum hosted a full weekend of strategy sessions to see how student activists on Darfur can make a difference. A Clinton-era White House official, Gail Smith, told the 400 students from over 90 colleges and universities they should get involved in the nitty-gritty details of policymaking. She suggested they write letters to force the U.S. to spend what it's promising on Darfur.
What's ultimately going to make the difference is when political advisors can no longer say to the president or to a member of the cabinet, nobody out there really cares about this.
She's helping students from Swarthmore College with one unusual campaign, the Genocide Intervention Fund. Swarthmore senior Cara Angelotti says the group plans to raise money to help the only outside monitors in Darfur, a small contingent of African Union forces.
What we see the Genocide Intervention Fund as being able to do is magnify a political message that citizens are so committed to ending genocide and to providing security that we will donate directly to it, even though we think it is the responsibility of governments. They're failing to act.
Swarthmore graduate Nick Martin says while it was easy for students to donate money to victims of the Indian Ocean tsunami, the idea behind the new fund was to make it possible for students to do something about genocide in Darfur.
This is the most atrocious of violations against humanity. And for us, you know, if we're going to choose a cause to commit ourselves to, then why not sort of go to the top? And not only that, but the one that's being the most ignored.
There are some new areas of frustration for these politically active students. A United Nations panel, while outlining atrocities that need to be prosecuted, did not describe Darfur as a genocide. And a long-awaited peace deal between the North and the South in Sudan was signed, diverting attention from Darfur, according to Nick Martin.
I had some friends back home who told me, well, you know, why are you still working on this? The North-South treaty was signed. Right. It's over. And I think that if that's a conception that's occurring in mainstream America, that this is a problem that's been solved, that's tremendously, flagrantly inaccurate.
Darfur, he added, is a problem that's not going away. Students who took part in the weekend meetings in Washington have already started internet campaigns and are working with MTV's College Network to keep up the pressure on Congress, the Bush administration, and on the UN Security Council. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.